yes. For sure. We need more people like you just spreading the word about these artists.
I appreciate
you know,
that, man.
Yes,
real.
Indeed.
We need more people like y'all rocking on the radio and letting everybody know, especially shout out to the people listening in New Zealand. That blew me away. I was like, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Listen, this is my first time checking out the show. I'm glad to see somebody talking about hip-hop in this format. I'm used to hearing sports talk radio, so this is a dream come true right here.
Also, real quick, I would add that this is the first talk show that's, you know, that prescribes to our condition. I mean, I listen to talk radio all the time. First time I've ever heard an eloquent talk show host like you and your co-host who actually has the skill of dictation.
Many faces.
You sick for this one. This one.
I'm on my New York. Got the world following the New York script. Hustle with Timbs and hoodies on my New York flip. Rubber band sack money with my New York click. Yeah, I'm on my New York. I rep the Giant Jets, New York Knicks. Della made clothing with my New York stitch. My chick banging, don't you see my New York? Yeah, I'm on my New York.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Once again, welcome to the New York Hip Hop Report with Manny Faces, Sunday nights, 10 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. or so. We are here live and direct, as we have been for the past couple of years. This is our third year doing this show. We are, of course, brought to you by our mothership connection, Birthplace Magazine, birthplacemag.com, the number one website for New York hip hop. My name is Manny Faces. I'm the founder and editor in chief of Birthplace Magazine. Again, birthplacemag.com. We come to you every week and we talk. This is talk radio, kind of like sports talk radio, just hip hopier. And you know, for many episodes, like I say, a couple of years, we've been coming to you Sunday nights to talk about some of the things going on in the New York hip hop scene, including music and culture, especially a focus on the culture. Want to focus on other areas of New York hip hop that isn't covered by the quote unquote mainstream, and something we take very, very seriously. We have a big special place in our heart for independent artists and, of course, again, the cultural aspects of hip hop, which are vastly ignored by even our own hometown so-called mainstream media, our radio stations, and a lot of the hip hop media that's based in New York. So we found that this was happening on a grand scale. We needed to make sure that we called attention to some of the great things that we see that are happening in and about New York area hip hop music and culture through the years. So that's why we're here. That's what we've been doing for a couple of years. And it's a somber night for us here when we do this show, because we take it real serious. If you know us, if you know me, if you know Steve, my co-host will be on in a second, you know that we take this real serious. You know, I was just going back through some archives and we had a show back in like 2012 where we were talking about whether New York radio, whether mainstream radio supported hip hop artists from New York, and there was a big thing going on about that. We were talking about that a couple of years ago. So we take this real serious. We're like inside baseball of New York hip hop. And we like to tell you when people are dropping albums and, you know, putting up new videos and when this show is going on, and we recap shows. But one of the things we really, you know, are focused on is really giving a shine and spotlight to the artists that we know are, you know, real deserving of spotlight, whether they're new jacks just coming up or whether they're veterans in the game that have been doing this for a long, long time. And again, we don't get that kind of attention from the mainstream media. We don't get that kind of attention from hip hop mainstream outlets. And at least in New York, we're doing our best to do that. So it's a somber occasion that we come to you this week, just after a couple of weeks ago, having another somber occasion to talk to you guys about what's been happening in New York hip hop. And of course, today we come to you and we're gonna talk about the passing of Sean Price, a very gifted veteran MC, Brownsville, Brooklyn representative, Duck Down Music representative, who passed away this weekend, just Saturday morning, suddenly in his sleep overnight at his home. And we're going to talk about that because we know you guys want to talk about it. We do, as we do every week. We open the phone lines so you want to hear your thoughts. There's not many shows like ours where it's really Y'all, it's the people's show, you know, and if you're in New York and you're a hip hop head, we want to hear from y'all, and we open the phone lines for you guys. So put out there right now, call us up 646-378-1282. It's going to be one of those shows. We're going to try to just talk about what happened and what's going on and how we feel about it, because it's a sucky thing. It's a real sucky thing. Once again, my name is Manny Faces, founder and editor in chief of Birthplace Magazine, birthplacemag.com. I'm joined this week, as I am just about each and every week, by my co-host. His name is Steve Ortiz. He's up in the Bronx where the people are fresh. What up, Steve?
Hey, what's up, Manny? What's up, everyone? Thanks for tuning in. You know, we tell it like it is. There's no, you know, we don't do any sugarcoating or, emphasize things more than they really are. I mean, we present it as it is.
Yeah, man. And you know what? I mean, I was just going back. I was trying to get some clips from when we talked about this whole situation a couple years ago. And I don't want to make it about that. I don't want to make it about the drama, the situation, the fact that, you know, Hot 97 and the folks up there once mentioned Sean Price's name as somebody who, you know, was not the level that they felt needed to be to get on the radio. And just from the vast outpouring of love and affection and condolences and shock and awe, you know, it just proves that, you know, how wrong that was and how right we are and how right y'all are in that, you know, cats like Sean Price, cats like Pumpkinhead, who passed a couple, a couple months ago in June, who we spoke about in an entire show as well, you know, really touch a lot of people and really are, there's an engaged hip hop community, especially in New York, but certainly throughout the world, you know, who follow these artists and who these artists really mean something to them. And it was really shocking, man. It was disturbing and upsetting to hear that Sean Price had passed away. I've seen him. I've you know, crossed paths with him. We've covered him. When I wrote up the article on birthplacemag.com, I inserted pictures that I had taken of him performing. You know, I'm cool with the Duck Down family, you know, and that's really one of the words that gets overused a lot, you know, family, especially in, you know, hip hop vernacular, you know, what up, fam? Oh, that's my family, da da da. But the Duck Down conglomerate, that whole Duck Down situation really is family. Like, you know, I've ridden with them. I've taken road trips with some of them. Shouts to, you know, Tech and Steel and from Smith and Wesson, and shouts to Shucky Ducky and them. And, you know, I've done I've been on the road with them for a couple of occasions. Y'all might've heard me talk about in the past. And I got to, you know, spend some time and talk to them. I didn't, you know, really spend any time with Sean, but I could just tell by the way they get along and the behind the scenes discussions that go on, that really is family, you know, even if it's not blood brothers or what have you. So I know how hard that, you know, that group of individuals is feeling this loss. Of course, hip hop takes a big loss. This is a, you know, talented guy, veteran guy. I enjoyed his music personally. I know a lot of people did as well. So once again, we're going to remember a little bit tonight. We're going to talk about the passing of Sean Price. You got any thoughts on this topic? Please give us a call. This is live and direct. We are here for y'all, the People Show. Give us a call, 212. What am I talking about? 646-378-1282. And give us your thoughts again, the passing of Sean Price. We're going to have some friends from Duck Down scheduled to call in. I know that it's crazy. You know, they're all going through a lot of stuff. But we have some friends over at Duck Down who are hopefully going to be on the check-in with us and give us their, maybe an update on things. There are going to be some things in regards of memorial. I think there's a memorial fund already set up. Mears One from the Mighty Mighty 5 Points, already painting a mural, a memorial mural today that was being done. So there's a lot underway in regards to the passing of Sean Price. So give us a call with your thoughts, man. Just whatever you're thinking. 646-378-1282 is the number to call. Steve, what are you going to say?
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate because when I heard he had passed, I was, I was sad. I mean, this is a guy I followed, you know, probably a little over, you know, maybe, you know, 20 years. You know, I first heard him as part of Helter Skelter. And,
indeed.
You know, that whole Duck Down movement with Black Moon and Original Gun Clappers and Smith and Wesson, I mean, it was just an incredible movement coming out of New York City. And, you know, Helter Skelter was a part of that. Sean Price and the Rock This Monster were just, it's just unbelievable music coming out of that era. And then Sean Price came out of that. You know, they did a few albums. Huh. and became to me, I think, you know, it may not have been money wise, but I think he was a successful, rapper, and that, you know, he made consistent music. He really didn't care about, you know, what everyone else was doing. He really just cared about, you know, his close, you know, his family and friends and you know, close fans. And if that, his music was good enough for them, then that's all that mattered. He wasn't worried about sales and everything that went along with that. You know, he was a very regular guy, you know, lived in Brownsville to the end. And, was just, committed to being not just a good rapper, but a great rapper.
Yeah, man, I agree with you 100,000%. First of all, it's definitely one of my favorite collectives in hip hop, you know, history. The Black Moon, Smith and Wesson, OGC, that whole, like I say, that whole time, and that music, okay, really great. Iconic. Boot Camp Click, man, it'll never be the same. You know, I was just with Evil D and Mr. Walt the other night, matter of fact, at a DJs for Diabetes charity event. These folks, especially the Duck Down family, have been, you know, doing really what you just said, you know, not compromising themselves for 20 plus years. And it's so funny because, you know, you hear about the people who are saying, well, you know, evolution of hip hop is one thing. You got to have an evolution, and some of the new stuff got to be taken more seriously. And you see a lot of people try to adapt with the times, but they've really found just the perfect way to like you say, be non-compromising. And you're right. It wasn't successful financially to what extent, but Sean Price would often say he's the brokest rapper, you know, it's one of his lines, you know, so we talked about somebody who never changed their style of music, but still did it, you know, great. He is about to release a mixtape. Mixtape was supposed to be coming out. There's supposed to be a mixtape release party on the 27th, 28th of this month. It was already scheduled. I had it listed, about to be listed on the calendar on birthplacemag.com. Songs in the Key of Price were going to come out. And then, and that's a prelude from what I was told from Duck Down folks, that was a prelude to an album that was going to drop, that he had been in great spirits, that he had been making music, and he enjoyed what he was working on. And that some good stuff was coming from Sean Price. So, you know, it is ironic, I guess, in a sense. And anyway, I'm going to once again, call us tonight with your thoughts. Shouts to the chat room, guests in the chat room. We welcome you. Glad you're here. This is the New York Hip Hop Report. We're actually here every Sunday night, 10 p.m. to about 11:30 or so, whenever we stop, you know, whenever y'all get tired of us. But we're here every night, every Sunday night, talking about New York area hip hop. And a lot of times it's some good things, and we're discussing great new things or great new releases or some things in hip hop culture that aren't covered by the mainstream enough. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, just like we were here talking about Robert Diaz, PH Pumpkinhead, who passed a few weeks ago at the age of 39, a couple months ago at the age of 39. Here we're talking about another young man, 43 years old, Sean Price, a.k.a. Ruck, passing away, and it being a big blow to the, especially when you're still making music. You know what I mean? Still making music. He's still in the mix. He's still out there. He's got a wife, children, you know, friends, family, and young. You know what I mean? I'm going to play a little quick, one of my favorite joints from Sean. I don't normally do this. We don't normally play music on this show. I would have done this more for Pumpkinhead had I had time to prepare for that show. But we had a little time on my hands before this one, and I got like one or two joints. We're going to just check in on our Duck Down folks, see if they're going to call us up and give us an update on some things. And once again, please call us with your thoughts on the passing of Sean Price, what this means to hip hop. Were you a fan of his? Just generally what you think about this. You know, we're losing artists, but we still have so many, even pioneers that were here doing it in the beginning, still here, that you could walk up to on New York City streets and see on any given day. And it is a shame the way you don't see any media covering these folks or really giving a lot of shine, or, as we know, like I say, famously or infamously, calling them minor leaguers, you know, when they're really out here being such a foundational aspect of hip hop music and culture in our own city. And they don't give them the love that they deserve when they're here, but they're all quick to, you know, send their condolences or spread the story about them when they're gone. Well, our job here has been for the past 7 years with Birthplace Magazine, the past 3 years with the New York Hip Hop Report, is to do our very best to give them the shine that they deserve while they're here. We did with Sean Price. We'd certainly put up his music, and we talked about him in the past. We vehemently defended him as someone who should be given credence in this hip hop music business when that whole situation evolved couple years ago. We have a we did shows on it. And so we're just going to continue doing our job. Call us up with your thoughts, man. 646-378-1282. Shouts to everyone in the chat room. Shouts to everyone listening live. And, of course, all of our shows are archived at nyhiphopreport.com. Follow us and hit us up on Twitter at nyhiphopreport. This is Sean Price rapping over one of my favorite beats in hip-hop history that Pace One did his I Declare War over. This is Sean Price, Figure Four, man. I rock this. When I DJ, I start shows with this joint sometimes. Sean Price, Figure Four. Call us up. Tell us your thoughts on the passing of Sean Price. 646-378-1282. We'll be right back.
Botswana, small town little league player Pop Warner. Rock corners with hot blocks that's drug infested. Suppliers, my money say thug invested. No disrespect to Duck Down Records. After this go round, a nigga looking for the exit. Peace. Sincerely Pyrex Pot Sean. Cookie cut it and spit it on NarRight.com. The vet earner of stripes, the sket burner. Tears in my eyes when thinking the Hex murder.
What up, Hex?
I don't parlay with the crew, nigga. I don't wallay with the new niggas. Hardcore rap and Mary J. Blige records.
That's right.
The guard gon' snap, I'm waving the five reckless. Sean Price, the best rapper in Brownsville. Don't know me, by the time this song done, you clowns will.
Clowns will.
Hurt something, nigga. Know what I mean? Fuck out of here. Grown man rap, nigga. I get my son to fuck one of y'all young rappers up. Word to mother. Fuck out of here.
What up, Eli?
Where was I? Oh, yes. Sean Carter is nice, but Sean Price is the best. Sean gone. No Sean Dawn. Sean is a dawn. I don't wear Sean John. Army suit, blackberry brandy is Long John's. Matching cheese Tim's, you separate weed stems. Weed carrier, bulletproof vest tester. Glock and spray adjuster, left a rock away in Chester. Too old to rap, too young to whack. 10 fingers, 2 hands, my nigga, the guns clap. I don't like niggas no more. 8-figure dreams, nigga, but the figure is 4. These are words from a thousandaire. Selling crack into peas, disguising some housing gear. I fucked up somewhere down the line, but I got my shit in order. The crown is mine. Fuck out of here. Sean Price, Kimbo Price, Mike Tyson. Go get all that shit, all that shit, all that shit. And I punched the school buses.
Yeah, there it is. Sean Price, Figure Four. Like I said, I don't play music a lot on this show, man. We leave that for some of the other shows. They do a great job of doing tributes and memorial mixes and all that jazz. But, you know, I'm just going to drop one or two as we, you know, collect our thoughts here this evening. Once again, remembering Sean Price, shouts to Old School Sports in the chat room. We got some info on that show coming up. Hang out and we'll find out what's going down. Definitely that Mike Tyson album, boy. Steve, you made a mention of that in the chat room.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's his first, major solo release.
Yeah, man. Well, listen, like I said in the beginning, we do have friends up at Duck Down. We want to make sure that we gave them the platform to call in and give us a quick update on what's going on. I know things are crazy over there. James Duck Down, James Nishi from Duck Down is on the line with us. James, you with us, brother?
Hey, man. How are you? I'm here.
Good, man. Thanks for taking the time out. I know you guys are busy and things are probably a little crazy, man. I appreciate you once again calling into the show.
Of course, man. I'm glad to be here, and I'm just glad you guys could have me on, and I'm glad that you guys are playing the music, man, and playing tribute. I really appreciate that, and I know the team appreciates that.
Yeah, man, no doubt. I mean, you know, I'm breaking rules. I'm breaking rules for y'all. I don't even play music on this show, but I had to get a couple of Sean P joints in, man. So yeah, I mean, you know, we spoke all behind the scenes when we were confirming what was going on and such. I think one of the questions that and we just saw it in the chat room, you know, and we talked about it a few minutes before. We did talk about that Sean had music that was coming out soon, and there was the mixtape, the show, Songs in the Key of Price. There was an event going on. And the first thing that unfortunately people want to, well, fortunately and unfortunately, people want to know about is, you know, what's being done in terms of, family and his family and memorial stuff. And people can, you know, donate money. And what's the situation with all that?
Okay, so, all right, let me start with the first question. So the first question is, what's going on with donations and sales and in relation to his family, right?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, just, you know, generally what's going on now, you know, what's the state of affairs with the music? And I know there was a show happening, and I know there's a, I think that you guys just set up a donation drive. So I want to make sure right out of the gate people got that info.
All right, so right out of the gate, right now, because a lot of people have been asking, you can go to www.crowdrise.com/SeanP. People can make donations there to help support his wife Bernadette and their three children. Her, you know, she's got a lot of expenses right now that are really starting to stack up. So right now, if you go to the website, if you go to crowdrise.com/SeanP. We've got a goal, $50,000 that was set, and right now we're up to actually, I think, if I'm going to refresh here, we've raised up to almost $6,000 in the past few hours there to help them out. But right. in terms of music sales and anything else, all the music sales, all the product sales are all going to Bernadette and to the family. And, you know, obviously we've got a lot on our end that we need to take care of, which we will be taking care of with them. But yep. So this, just so we're clear, so the fans know, the money is going to Bernadette and it is going to the family, and we support, you know, Bernadette and his children to the fullest. And,
yeah.
And we plan to, preserve his legacy and plan to honor his family, you know, as he would want. So
once again, crowdrise.com/SeanP, correct?
That is correct. Crowdrise.com/SeanP. And then in terms of the mixtape release show, so August 21st, you know, we were set to release his new mixtape, Songs in the Key of Price, which we right. have, you know, the CDs are printed. We've shipped them off to the warehouse. Everything's ready to go. Unfortunately, now the mixtape release show is going to be his memorial show.
Right.
So, we're, you know, the date's going to stay the same. It's August 27th at SOB's. And I had even talked to Noah, and I said, you know, I didn't want to turn down the thought of maybe having to move it to a bigger venue. Because I knew with the outpour of support, maybe there was a larger venue in town that could help us out right. last minute to accommodate everyone. But I spoke with Noah, and I think he was right in saying that SOB's was really sort of his home.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? And I think that this is a great place for everybody to gather. It's a comfortable place where everybody knows each other. So now this mixtape release show will be his memorial show. That's August 27th at SOB's. And all the ticket sales will be going to Bernadette and to the family once again. So we're pouring all of our focus and energy into, you know, helping out his family as much as possible right now in this time.
You know, I mentioned earlier how much I've been in the same room with you guys. You know what I mean? I talk about a lot of artists, and I haven't always had the pleasure of being in the same room or in the same car, as it turns mm-hmm. out, you know, with some of the artists. And I hadn't really spent time directly with Sean, but I have with other members of Duck Down. And, you know, I've great respect and great fondness for Duck Down as a business, as a bastion for hip hop, as, you know, just so many good things I could say about the organization. But what I realized when I, you know, was tooling around with these guys is that the word family, which sometimes is overused, I said, in our hip hop vernacular, it's underemphasized when it comes down. This is family. These are friends and family that are really family. It must be tough for everyone involved right now. All the names of the artists that we know growing up for the past 20 years, and the executives, and Drew and Noah, and, you know, it must be really tough. Is it not?
It is. It's, I mean, look, I'll be honest. I've been with Duck Down for only 2 years out of the 20. I've known Sean since 2009, and we've been friendly since 2009. But there's a certain legacy there, and countless relationships there that I can't even begin to speak on, because it's so heavy, and there's just so many levels. I mean,
yeah,
just so many levels. You're talking decades, you know, and some of these guys have been friends since childhood.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So it runs really deep, and it is family, and they treated us so. you know.
How's Buckshot? Like, how are they taking it? Is it all business just to make sure that everything's taken care of, or, you know, is people being human?
everybody's mourning in their own ways right now. You know, I can't speak for anyone else at this point, but I do know, you know, Buckshot had canceled his show in Toronto on Saturday to stay home and be with family and friends. It's really changed our world, and I'll be frank to say that it's really going to change the dynamic of what we do as Duck Down, not only for the rest of the year, but I think even in the next year to come. It's really tough.
I can imagine. You, from what I understand, the mixtape that will still be released and available to fans, surely, as part of a memorial, unfortunately, concert, or as a memorial release, you know, and it's right on the heels of Pumpkinhead and some other, you know, folks that have been passed away. Of course, you know, you and I spoke before on the show, speaking about Joey Badass's guy.
Who's that, Art?
His manager, Joey Badass, is
Junior.
Right. Yeah. Who passed away, you know, and it just, you know, it's we hate to talk under these circumstances so much. But it is good
that was the last time we spoke
on air. But the music makes, you know, some of these artists live on, and that is great. There is music. I mean, there was about to be a lot of me, not just a mixtape, but an album as well. Is that correct?
Let me answer those questions as clearly as I can too. His mixtape Songs in the Key of Price, is going to be released on August 21st. Right. For the fans that are wondering, we're going to make formal announcements on where you can find that and where it's going to be available. But I can tell everyone right now that the CDs will be available through the typical online retailers.
Okay.
For the physical CDs.
Right. Because you say mixtape these days, a lot of people, you know, mixtape could mean a lot of things. So that's good to clarify.
This is 30 songs on the mixtape. Full mixtape featuring Illogy and a number of other artists. The CD will be available, you know, in your typical retail outlets there, but the digital download of the album of the mixtape will only be available at through duckdown.com. And again, all the proceeds will go to Bernadette and his children.
Okay.
Now in terms of the album, he has said, and we can quote him as saying that he has the album done. Now where it is, we're not sure, and you know, we've got to work those things out. We've got to
figure out. Gotcha.
And just to be absolutely clear, because I know there will be people listening to this, I don't know where the album is or where that stands, but we do have the mixtape at this point, and there is the album with Fame of MLP, which is still sitting on the table somewhere. He has so much unreleased material with so many artists, and all of that's going to start coming out of the woodworks, you know, within the next weeks, few months, the next year. And what we've got to do now is sort of like, you know, sift through all this and figure out, you know, what's going where and how it's going to work. And we already had some things planned for the end of this year with Sean anyways, as far as some special reissues of some things. So you guys, you know, fans can also stay tuned. We're going to be doing a lot more in that regard for Sean. So.
Yeah. Got you, man. Our guest is James Nishi, Duck Down music representative, speaking, of course, on the passing of Sean Price, the very unexpected and sudden loss of a veteran MC who was, you know, it's funny. He had such a two-sided personality, as rough and rugged on the microphone as an MC could be. Clever, you know, clever wordsmith, but, you know, a hell of a gritty rapper. And in real life, sometimes a real funny guy, man. The videos, the skits that he puts up, just shows that he has such an amazing personality on both ends, you know?
Yeah, man, he was a hell of a personality, I'll tell you that. I mean, and you're going to learn so much more about him, I think, with so much that's going to start coming from under the rug, that people are going to start pulling up, you know, home videos or whatever. but yeah, he was everything from a family man to that rugged and raw rapper that everybody loved. But I will say that he was, you know, he was family first. his family, yeah, his children, his wife. And, oh, he was absolute family first, and we love and respect him for that. And he's going to, you know, truly be missed by his family.
And he was loyal, you know, loyal to Ducktown. I mean, for all these years, you know, he could have maybe, not say jump ship, but he could have went elsewhere. But, and me seeing him and his performances and his, you know, his videos, I see a man who was, you know, Ducktown, you know, as family was, you know, his immediate family, Ducktown was like his second family. And he, you know, I saw the love he had for the other, you know, members of Ducktown and the family, you know, the Ducktown family in general. You know, I saw him as a very loyal person to Ducktown.
Yeah, yeah. He had recently rhymed over some Raz Fresco beats that we, you know, we've got to go find that. He was a big fan of Young M.A. coming up into, you know, up into the crew. He's just a big supporter all around of everybody, and he was just a big lovable bear, man, that just there for you, and he had your back, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, man, no, listen, you know, big shock. Didn't want to believe it. Didn't want to, you know, think that it could happen. You know, young guy, and again, with so much music coming out. And again, as we've talked about the past couple of years, like, you know, you've been following what we've been doing, and, you know, we've been keeping an eye on Ducktown. You know, there's such a good time right now. You know, it was hard for a long time. You know, a lot of cats doing music, like, you know, that stuck to these kind of traditionalist ways of doing things, that never, you know, never veered from their style, that never compromised their, you know, the way they made music. It's been tough, you know, past few years, it's been hard to get that kind of music sold. It's been hard to get it out there. But as we see, I think more and more, there's more of that resurgent audience, either young folks looking for that kind of vibe, old folks realizing that some of the cats we came up with are still making good music. Like, it's a good time, I think, you know, for this would have been a well-received project. It's going to be a well-received project, but, you know, I think it would have been, you know, it would have been a different feel than maybe some past projects that might have not gotten the shine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's great to see some love. You know what I mean? It's really great see him get the respect that he deserves. And the outpouring support has just been, I mean, overwhelming. I literally will go through, and mark my words, I will go through and thank everybody via social media you know, shared or, you know, supported in any way. Cause it's been unreal, and he deserves every bit of it. He and his family deserve every bit of it. And, you know,
yeah, I can remember him.
You know, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just gonna say, you mentioned his family, and, you know, I remember him being at it's probably the picnic you guys do at the park in Brooklyn, the Ducktown barbecue.
Yeah, barbecue.
And him walking around with, you know, with his kids, and just like, it's like he's just at the park with his kids.
Yeah, that's the family, man. That is the guy that his kids adored, right there.
Yeah, he was just there. He was rocking with
every
his
barbecue.
You know,
and it's not just him. Tech, Steel, Rock, all of them, you know, bringing their kids
Absolutely.
Up, making them a part of that, you know, and it was beautiful.
Absolutely.
And the people out there, you guys can go find this online, but there's video footage of Sean bringing his daughter up this past summer, up on stage, and having her spit a quick little, a couple lines for the audience, but she was ecstatic and she killed it. And
saw that. Yeah.
It's a beautiful moment, you know?
Yeah, man. No, that's, you know, so yeah, man, our condolences go out to, of course, you know, his family and his family, you know, like I say, it's always been my impression that the Ducktown crew really does, they're really cut from a different cloth, man. So I can only imagine how tough it is on everyone. And I reached out privately to, you know, folks that I'm cool with over there, and, you know, our condolences collectively, man. And I see the support, I see the outpouring of love, and it's a beautiful thing, man. You know, yeah, man. So I don't know what else to say, man. I appreciate checking in with us.
Let me leave on this note. I just want to let everybody know, there are a few different murals that have popped up, across the city.
I mentioned mirrors one. Yeah. Earlier. Tell me about it.
Well, one of mentioned, was done by, Mirrors One, or I believe it's Mirrors One. I'm not sure if I'm quoting his name. He did one over Kingston and Bergen, in Brooklyn, and that one's up right now. There's a few others. If you go on to Instagram and you search the hashtag Sean Price or RIP Sean Price, you're going to be able to find, I think, a few more of the murals. But just shout out to those guys for putting that together today. I mean, it's beautiful. And I encourage people to just go over there, take some pictures, you know, show your love,
yeah,
you know,
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah, Mir's one, of course, from the Mighty 5 Points. I saw a couple of pictures of him starting to put that piece up, man. Hip-hop doesn't waste any time, man. Hip-hop does take care of their own, even if, hip-hop was supporting them before, and they'll support them after. You know what I mean? It's not no bandwagon folks around here.
No, man. You know? And I appreciate you guys giving me the time. Also, I did want to mention that Mr. Green has probably what I believe is the last sit-down interview with Sean Price for a new episode of Live from the Streets that he has, which is unreleased.
Mm.
He also did a brand new song with Sean for the episode. And I just want to let all the fans know out there that it's just going to be really dope. And it's an incredible interview. You can feel how excited he has been recently about what's been going on with his music, how excited he was about the mixtape, how excited he was about the album. It all really comes through in this interview. And Mr. Green just happened to be lucky to catch this beautiful moment in time with Sean recently. So look forward to that. I don't know when it's going to be out, but that is coming. And also, just another little shout out. Sorry, guys, but if you go to the Ducktown Facebook page right now, you can find a special tribute that Mr. Green put together today, a special little video tribute. And you can also download the track if you go to the link. So
dope. That's dope. Shouts to Mr. Green. Of course, Mr. Green, folks may not know, producer, does a lot of work with a lot of artists, also has a great series on Noisy and Vice where he does link up with artists. They make music from sounds in the streets, and Live from the Streets is what it is. It's a great series. As you know, I interviewed Mr. Green on my other show, The Manny Faces Show. Had a great long talk with him. I really respect what he does, and it's a really unique way of doing things. And I'm really I'm very happy that that Sean was a subject, because I know how that's gonna, you know, how much that can resonate. So I look forward to that, man. We'll definitely spread the word when that comes out.
And please, if you can, spread the word, again, that fans and friends can help support Sean's family by going to crowdrise.com/SeanP right now. And you can donate to, again, help out his wife, Bernadette, and their children. She's got a lot of bills adding up. So
I can imagine. All right. Well, listen, we will definitely do that. I'll put that out on all of my various media channels. I'll do what I can to help, spread that word. And any updates that come up, you know, we're here just about every week. And of course, we're on the website at Birthplace Mag. So, you know, any information you guys want out to the public, we're always glad to relay for you guys. So once again, our condolences, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the time. And, you know, on behalf of the team and behalf of Sean's family, again, thank you for, allowing us to get up here and spread the good word. So,
absolutely. Anytime, brother. We'll support. And, like I said, our love and condolences to all.
All right. Peace, guys. Peace.
James, thanks for your time, man. Once again, James Nishi, Ducktown Music representative, good guy, and represents a crew of good folks who put out good music. And more importantly, stick together as family, man. So we wanted to make sure we found out straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak, what was going on with the with the music, with the memorial, with the funds, and the family of Sean Price. So once again, Ducktown Music, check all of their social media channels. Definitely going to have updates for sure. The event, as you heard, will continue to be going on as scheduled. SOBs, August 27th. We'll have information, of course, as it comes out. Birthplacemag.com/events. Great event calendar. We'll make sure that it's featured on there, and any updates as well. And once again, crowdrise.com/SeanP is the fundraising, crowdsourcing site you can go to donate to the family directly. And we saw that really is helpful, man. I mean, you know, we talk about the riches of the music industry, and we all know that it's not always like that. And especially when it comes to medical expenses, especially when it comes to, you know, these kind of, end of life situations, these are a burden to anybody. These are a burden to people who have bank accounts full of money. And these are a burden to people who, have very high paying jobs and are you know, it happens to the best of us. And if you do care, you know, these artists have been a part of our lives for a very long time. It's the least you can do. You know, I gladly paid money out of my pocket to attend Pumpkinhead's memorial, you know, show the other day, which I want to talk about a little bit. It's just something you have to do. You know what I mean? And support those artists who have meant so much to you, who have given you so much enjoyment and music. And man, it's tough, man. It's tough. These are people we grew up with, man. So once again, thanks to James Nishi, Duck Down family, for checking in. Life and Times of Sean Price. I'm going to ask you guys, you want to have your thoughts? Anybody have any thoughts about the passing of Sean Price, about anything going on in New York area hip hop? We'll take your calls, of course, 646-378-1282. It's a little bit of a discombobulating night. This, you know, this all happened yesterday, man. And you know, I'm personally working on a million projects at once and had to stop immediately when I heard this news and post about it on birthplacemag.com. It's a story I didn't want to write. You know, you never want to write about these things, and reach out to the folks there and get people to call up and organize and figure out what you're going to say. And yo, man, it's just, it reemphasizes the importance of what we do on a regular basis. When we talk about artists like Sean Price, when we talk about entities like Duck Down, not just old school cats that are still doing it, but, you know, even Duck Down's bringing out new artists. You heard James just mention, you know, Raz Fresco's coming out of there. Young M.A.'s coming out of there. Chelsea Reject is coming out of there. You know, they've helped Joey Badass work logistically. So we've seen a lot of artists coming out from that same organization that are brand new, young, doing great things. So it just reemphasizes the importance of spreading the word the best we can to really do what we've been doing for the past 7 years, Steve, is tell you that New York hip hop is strong. It's vibrant. We stick together. We come out to support one another. There's no, you know, New York hip hop doesn't stick together. You know, that big stigma that they put on us, man, that's just not true. So we've been saying this for so long, and it sucks that you have to have a tragedy to prove it, but you know, it proves it.
And Duck Down, man, you know, independently has still been doing it, you know, at least 20-something years. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, man.
You know, indie, and how many other indie record labels do you know that are still around from, like, you know?
No, and we've talked about Duck Down on several occasions for just that quality, just being able to do that and maintain that, you know, that uncompromising value that even in the face of a changing industry, even in the face of a changing media landscape and, you know, and all that, even being called out by the major radio stations in town as like, y'all not really doing it, they are still very much doing it. Once again, your thoughts, we'll take them. Oh, this is the people's show right here, 646-378-1282. I'm going to the phones right now. Mr. Green is on a check-in. We just talked about you. What's up?
What up? What up? How you guys doing?
Good.
Doing all right, brother. How are you, sir?
I'm okay. I'm okay, considering, you know, it's a sad time in hip hop, you know, but
yeah, man.
I'm just trying to stay busy, you know, make some dope music still. I just did this little tribute with D, actually. I finished it like about an hour ago and put it up.
We just had James on a few minutes ago, and James Nishi over there, Duck Down, and he mentioned you put together a nice little tribute for him. He also mentioned that you had an episode of your fine show, which we talked about very, very briefly, but I talked about in length when we had an interview on my other show, The Live from the Streets. You actually just finished recently an episode with Sean Price.
Yeah, it's you know, it's very sad. About a month ago, I wrote him on Twitter. He was following me already, so I wrote him like, "Hey, you want to be on my show?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, yeah, definitely." So he invited me over to the studio. Actually, went and picked him up at his house, and then we went to the studio with him. And I got to chill with him for the whole day, and we just kind of vibed out. We have the whole thing on videotape. I played him some beats, and he picked one, and then wrote a rhyme to it, and he was cracking me up the whole time, just like nonstop jokes, dancing around. Like, you know, he wouldn't sit still. He in the middle of the interview, he would get up and be like, "I gotta play you a song. I gotta play you a song," and just go in the other room and play me a song. And it was like, he's the type of person that when you're around him, it makes you more excited to be doing music. You know, you're just like, "Oh, I wonder what Sean thinks of this song. I can't wait to hear what Sean's going to play. Or like when I play Sean this beat, how he's going to rhyme to it." You know, he's just like got that energy, almost like a child. Like he was a grown ass man, but he had this like childish, like just glee about him, you know, like he was happy to be doing music and be in the studio always, you know?
That's amazing, man. Like from what we've been hearing, you know, the new project, the new mixtape, he was excited. And I think, you know, we've talked, on this show a million times just about how, like, the landscape of music for some cats that are uncompromising in their hip hop, you know, the way they do it, they're not going to change because of, you know, what's on top 40. They're going to do what they do. And it may have been tough in the last few years to get kind of recognition, but I think right now is a really good, that's why I like what you're doing on your show. It's like, you're not trying to, you know, create something for the sake of, you know, conforming. And Sean Price never was going to make music to conform to anything. you know,
he was a little bit defiant, you know, in his ways. He wasn't trying to, you know, if he felt like everyone else is saying, oh, you got to be like this to be on, you got to be like this, he's going to be like, you know what, that I'm not doing anything like that. If that's, oh, that's what you guys have to do to be on, well, guess what, this is what I do, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, you were saying uncompromising before, talking about the label, but I think he was, he was an uncompromising human individual.
Yeah. What, just from your time with him, how long did you spend? You said you spent like most of a day with him. You're just chilling. Like, what else did you get from him, like, on a real one-to-one level? And this is someone, you're in music, he's in music, but you guys never really crossed paths before?
I had done, I had met him like once or twice in passing, you know?
We
had a lot of mutual friends, and, you know, he would do songs with people I knew, and we would be on the same album, but never on the same track. And then definitely knew who I was, but yeah, we didn't ever hang out. But we hit it off pretty much immediately. I remember, you know, he had a lot of stories on the way over. We had to drive from his spot, which was Brownsville, like all the way up to Astoria, Queens. So we were in the car like, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes, and he was talking about, you know, hanging out with Old Dirty Bastard and all kinds of crazy, crazy rap stories, you know, and regular, you know, regular life stuff. He said he had a toenail that was hanging off, and he's like, oh, my bad, I was late. My toenail ripped, and I had to fix it. So, you know, it would go from, like, high-level rap talk to very, you know, just regular people talk quickly. It was cool, you know?
Yeah, man, definitely. So what's the status of this episode? Is it something that's kind of, you know, long term? Are people going to see this anytime soon? Or and I know how, you know, production of these things works.
Yeah, I mean, it's for the new season that I'm almost finished with. I got 8 episodes, and it's one of the 8. And I honestly think I'm going to be able to get it on television. And it's sad because he's not going to get to see it, you know. Like, I really wanted it to get on TV, and then for me to be able to call him and be like, yo,
see the final product,
you know. Yeah. Turn on channel 50 at 8 o'clock. Our episode's going up, and I'm not going to get to do that. Bittersweet. Dang. Like, I'm proud to have it, and it's actually, to be honest, one of my favorite episodes. But
yeah,
it sucks.
Nah, man, it's got to be bittersweet.
It sucks a lot.
Yeah, no, I feel you, man. Like I said, I said in the beginning of this whole thing, you know, I talk about a lot of artists, and we talk about them real third person. You know, I don't know some of these folks we talk about, and sometimes we talk critical about them, or we're breaking it down. But the Duck Down folks, like, I've hung out with them. I've been in the same room as them. I've driven, you know, state to state with, you know, Tech and Steel, you know, and Shucky. You know, I know these guys a little bit, and I don't claim to know them like buddies or anything, but I've been in the same room. I've overheard their conversations. I've seen how they interact with each other, and I've seen them with Sean, but I haven't really, you know, I never got to spend any time with him. I didn't get a chance to interview him or anything along those lines. But you really do feel that this is a family. This is not just business, you know what I mean? And I think that's increasingly rare in hip hop, but still something that, you know, hip hop is very unique when it's there.
Yeah, it's totally a family thing. Like, you can't really go to a Duck Down event and not have, you know, you won't only see the rappers. You're going to see the rapper and their daughter, or the rapper and the wife, you know, just like the family. The family's going to come out. This is kind of how it is. And at the Ducktown barbecue, I think Sean, he might have had 5 family members with him. He rolled deep, and it was all, you know, it wasn't like a rap clique. It was like, you know, his family, wife, 2 kids, cousin, you know, it was nice. And it was awesome. He brought his daughter out on stage at the barbecue. That was beautiful.
Yeah. No, it's dope. And I've seen him at the bar. I wasn't there this year, but I've seen him in past at the Duck Down barbecue in the past. He literally is walking through the crowd. He has a kid with him on his shoulders, maybe. And he's really of the people. So in just a lot of ways, man, you know, he was just an MC's MC. He was a rapper's rapper. He was a real Brooklyn, you know, cat. And yeah, man, it's a big loss on a lot of levels, you know, a lot of levels.
Yeah, it's disappointing. I mean, he played me a lot of the new mixtape, and it was dope. Like, he's got some real crazy shit on there.
Yeah.
Definitely everyone should check that out. It comes out on the 21st, I think. I think you can already pre-order it, actually. And the proceeds go to his family, so people should definitely check out the mixtape, not only because, you know, to help the family, but just because it's dope music, and, you know, we would have checked it out anyway, but now it's like an extra good reason to, you know, not just listen to it, but to support it.
Definitely. He definitely lives on through his tunes. We hear that there's a lot of unreleased stuff, you know, possibly a whole album that's, you know, complete somewhere. And, you know, definitely a lot of tracks, you know, here and there with different individuals. And I was watching this as the timeline, people's Facebook timelines were shooting out. And, you know, all of the stuff that people knew about, the Mike Tyson stuff, the albums that he had put out. But also he did a lot of tracks with, you know, other indie cats from New York that maybe might have been on their albums that, you know, where he jumped on with. You know, with cats like Shabam Sadiq, I think, or, you know, cats like that, where it might have been on their project. So, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of material out there to really get familiar with. And, you know, it's unfortunate, obviously, whenever there's a tragedy, people do pay attention a little bit more to somebody's works. But at the same time, that's what, you know, that's how they live on. So we definitely agree with you, man. Check out the material. Real quick, man, since I got you and, you know, we had a great in-depth interview on my other show, the Manny Faces Show. What's up with the Life in the Street? You're almost done with the season, you say. TV, you were talking about TV before. Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing. I mean, the last couple episodes went up on the big box, but I don't exactly know. I'm just going to finish the season and have it airing in the next month or two, probably. I got some crazy guests, a little bit bigger than the type of guests that I've had in the past, but I don't really want to reveal the list, but Sean Price is one of them. And kind of, you know, I'm real excited about that one, but it's like sad. I don't know. I almost don't want to put it out, but I know I have to put it out because it's dope and people are going to want to see it.
But gotcha.
Like, you know, it's sad when I watch it because I was hanging out.
I feel you, man. Well, listen, I'll tell you one thing, just from, you know, knowing your work and knowing the things you do. If it had to be somebody there towards the end, you know, picking one of his last interviews and one of his last musical projects, man, it, you know, I'm glad it was you, man. So,
oh, thank you, I appreciate that.
We'll take that. So let us know, man, when your stuff is airing, man. Obviously we'll be happy to spread all your work to whoever's listening to us or definitely, you know, man, visiting our website, man.
Once I get the date, we'll talk again.
All right, right on, man.
All right, thank you. All right,
Mr. Green, thanks for checking in, brother. And, you know, condolences to everyone, you know, in that area who knew, loved, and rocked with Sean Price, yourself included. Thanks for your time, brother.
No doubt, man. Thank you. Peace.
All right.
Thanks.
It is Mr. Green on the check-in, live from the streets. His very excellent video series. It's been on Noisy. It's been on Vice. Look for it on bigger and better platforms. I really enjoy what they do. I had a great interview with Mr. Green. One of my favorite interviews, to be honest, on the Manny Faces Show, which is my other show, which happens every alternating Thursday on bonfireradio.com. You can check out my interview with Mr. Green, who you just heard from over there. You can check it out at themannyfacesshow.com. All my The Manny Faces Show archives are there. You can check out the archives of this show at nyhiphopreport.com. You can check out our mothership connection, birthplacemag.com, the very excellent New York area hip hop events calendar, which lives on birthplacemag.com/events. Of course, all of these things are found. If you just can't remember all this stuff, I'm giving you too many .coms. Just remember my name is Manny Faces, and you can go to mannyfaces.com, and from there you'll find links to all of my shows and media outlets, including this show, the New York Hip Hop Report, every Sunday. Just about right now we're bi-weekly, but that's just for the summer. We'll be back to weekly, I guess, coming September. I do want to shout out to one event in particular. Well, two events in particular, if you would bear with me. New York, I need you to come out for two things. The Fox and King presents the 4th annual Farewell Summer show. This is going on at Mr. Magoo's Pub. There's a place called Mr. Magoo's Pub, which is, you know, if you remember Mr. Magoo from... Anyway, it's sort of a day evening party. It's August 22nd. It's a Saturday. It's 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's also a fundraiser for a very good charity organization that we have been, I guess, friends with, we've been supportive of for many, many years, called Fighting for Futures. They go throughout the world and do all kind of great stuff, and, you know, in impoverished lands far and wide. And it usually has to do with music of some kind. They're having a really great show. Mr. Magoo's Pub, August 22nd. We'll tell you about it again on our next show, but just want to actually, we may not be back to the 23rd, so it's very important because we're going bi-weekly. So check this show out. It's a farewell summer show. They've done it for 4 years, fourth annual. And of course, there's raffles, there's vendors, there's live art, there's music. Fighting for Future is a very good organization. And if you're going to go out and find out some good artists that you can just walk into a place and randomly check out, all year summer is going to be performing Drew Torres, Funk Nasty, La Rosa La Rosa Angelica. I won't even try anymore. The Brian Duro Project, Kill Cullen, and Chico Feo. I don't know a lot of these artists, but I know this organization and I know Fighting for Futures. So I would be tempted to go check them out because I think that
Chico
they'll probably.
Feo.
Chico Feo. Chico Feo. Hi, Chico Feo. Check them out August 22nd. Also, this coming Sunday, 1 week from today, the second annual Bonfire Radio Audio Festival, live and direct. Now, listen. This is important. I'm gonna preach for like 20 seconds. All right. I'm gonna do my thing. This is what I do when I rant, but I'm gonna tell you this important. Bonfire Radio is an organization that I'm affiliated with. Again, the Manny Faces show airs on Bonfire Radio every other Thursday, 8:30 PM. And I've interviewed a lot of hip hop heads there, although not exclusively. So I've interviewed Joe Conzo, a world renowned hip hop photographer from back in the days and continuing to rock today. J57 from the Brown Bag All Stars is an amazing producer, young cat from Long Island, where I come from, had a great story about where he came from and how he came up. And he just got he got a track with Method Man, Inspector Deck, and Raekwon. Track number 3, I think, Purple Tape, on Method Man's new album. So this cat's come a long way and is now working with legends. Great interview with him. Mr. Green, once again, Hassan Salam. A lot of hip-hop cats. Next week, this Thursday, on the 13th, an amazing interview with David McIntyre. Steve, this is the guy that I wrote a story about real quick on birthplacemag.com. He's a photographer, right? He had a photo shoot with Biggie Smalls, right?
Yeah.
About a couple of weeks before the release of his debut album. Before he was big and famous and a superstar, he was just Biggie Smalls. He was buzzing, but he wasn't yet. He was Ready to Die, which is about to come out. And he had his photo shoot, photo fashion photographer. He's taking pictures for Interview Magazine. This was Biggie's first national non-hip hop publication. Took a bunch of pictures, great shots, submitted one to the magazine. Boom, went about his business. Years later, Biggie Smalls passes. The guy goes looking for the negatives, like, not to be, crass or anything, but he's like, wow, this guy got really, really big. I remember I took a bunch of pictures of him. He passed away. That's so tragic. I know I have some old pictures of him. Let me go find them, just like I did for Sean Price. Can't find them. Years go by. His son grows up, starts loving Biggie. He's like, I took pictures of Biggie. Yeah, you have the pictures? Well, I think I misplaced them. Went looking for him again. Couldn't find them. A year and a half ago, moving, finds the negatives. These are like long lost, never before seen photos of Biggie Smalls.
That's
like
crazy.
Weeks before the debut album, 19 years old, right? Whatever. What was he? 19 years old. So really interesting shots. He's putting together a Kickstarter platform. He wants to do a big exhibition. He's not trying to sell them. He's not trying to pimp them on the internet, not trying to put them on t-shirts. And, so he wants to do a big exhibition that's worthy of an iconic figure in music history. We'll talk to him this Thursday. Great conversation. To be honest with you, I think you'll like it. This Thursday, 8:30 PM on bonfireradio.com, bonfireradio.com. I say all that to say this: next Sunday, August 16th, Bonfire Radio celebrates their second annual audio festival. It's a live event open to the public, 12 hours from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Live broadcast. I'm not the only broadcaster on this great station. This is an independent, black-owned, internet radio station that's headquartered in Brooklyn that has an amazing lineup of broadcasters, myself included, but much more importantly themselves, who do a great morning show, an evening show. Sunday they have a great financial advice show. They have DJ mix shows. This is a great example of the independent media that I create. That's why I love them. They are independent media content creators that are putting forth the type of information, the type of radio, the type of programming that everyone complains doesn't exist. So when you listen to the radio and you're not happy with top 40 radio because it doesn't represent your community, it doesn't represent your culture, it doesn't represent your concerns, It doesn't represent the issues, doesn't represent the problems or the solutions or the alternative music. Well, you already know you got to check me because you're checking me out right now. I appreciate you. But when I tell you, please do check out Bonfire Radio. They need your support as well. Together, folks like us, Steve, and folks like Bonfire Radio, we're going to be able to change the independent media landscape because we're working really, really hard to do what nobody else is doing. So the Audio Festival is an all-day event. You can check out bonfireradio.com. You can get information about that. You can get tickets for that event. You can become a Patreon member. You can go to their Patreon account and you can donate a couple dollars a month and you'll get discounted tickets. It's not a lot. Whatever it is, pay the ticket and come to the Audio Festival. See somebody's live broadcasts from these great broadcasters doing great things. I actually am live broadcasting from the Vasquez building where this is being held. It's going to be in a rooftop kind of event. It's going to be hot, not hot, nice. Like temperature wise, hot like dope. And you're going to be able to come up and meet and mingle with these broadcasters. Again, I was at at the Brick House in Brooklyn. I was at they did like a panel discussion about youth and violence and communities and all this stuff. And at one point I was in the audience. I didn't speak. I wasn't on a panel. I didn't go up and, do any Q&A, but this one lady got up and she was really upset because, she's saying, listen, there's no black owned radio stations. There's no, community discussion on Hot 97, maybe Street Soldiers, but whatever. But the mainstream 105s, they're not really into it anymore. You have to search at a certain time to listen to, WBLS when they talk about the community. It just doesn't feel like there's a lot of, and they're not black owned, they're not minority owned. They're not owned by, FUBU, for us, by us. And she lamented this fact on a microphone. And I wanted to jump up and I wanted to say, well, yeah, there are media outlets. They're not huge yet, but they are speaking to your concerns. They are for us, by us. And they're speaking about hip hop and they're speaking about minority communities and they're speaking about these issues and they really do exist. And I want you to find out about them, not just me, not just Burp, not just hip hop. And when it comes to the hip hop in New York, it's definitely us. So don't get it twisted. But my good friends at Bonfire Radio got everything else covered. And I want you to know about the audio festival. So Bonfire Radio, BOND, bonfireradio.com. The second annual audio festival next Sunday, the Vasquez building. It's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, the rooftop. It's a nice event, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Once again, just a bunch of broadcasters and a bunch of people, just creatives and fans and listeners, just get together. Like, come out. This is one thing you guys got to come out and support. Live DJs. It's just going to be a good thing. So check them out. Once again, bonfireradio.com. You can also get tickets for the events there. You can go to patreon.com/bonfireradio and contribute to them on a monthly basis. So that's the advertising portion of the evening. Once again, your thoughts tonight. We'll take them all night if you want. 646-378-1282. This is For the People, by the People Radio, man. So call us up and give us your thoughts. We are talking about Sean Price. We've had Duck Down Music Representative James Nishi call in and give us some updates about his family, about the mixtape that's to be released on August 21st, the mixtape release party, which will now look like to be, unfortunately, a memorial event on August 27th at SOB's. The crowdrise.com/Sean P. Crowdrise.com/Sean P is where you can donate to Sean Price's family to help with some of the expenses from the unexpected death of Brooklyn veteran MC Ruck, Sean Price, who passed away Saturday at his home in Brooklyn in his sleep. I'm going to play a quick joint real quick. Once again, your thoughts, give us a call, 646-378-1282. This is Sean Price. Rest in peace, Sean Price. Listen to Barbarian on the New York Hip Hop Report with Many Faces and Steve Ortiz, Birthplace Magazine.
Listen. Hey yo, I don't want a Dougie, I just want money. Study under the understudy, the 120. Young dummies, can't spar. No life, my flow tight, like your pants are. You don't got a chance, pa. Ants on community. Malachi York, freaking see your fucking eulogy. Ruck jewelry. What jewelry? I took this from another rapper, slapped him with the Julie G. Cornball rappers, I see him on BET. Relieved of the jewelry, interview beef DVD. PTNT, the flow dynamite. Niggas so-so, bozos ain't rhyming right. I hit the line of white, I smoke a double green. Niggas call it purple, what the fuck you mean? Fuck a fist fight, I'm gunning you rappers. I don't give a fuck about none of y'all rap. The fifth spray shit, the piff stay lit. My bitch stay dip with the rich and bay tits. Niggas say shit, shit they singin' ain't shit. Shut the fuck up, nigga, I'm nothing to play with. I bust heaters at your whole damn click blow. Sean Price, the leader of boot camp, click down. Admire the admiral, animal rap. Smack the shit out of a nigga and hand him his hat. Banging on wax, niggas don't bang in the street. Banging online, niggas don't bang in the street. Playing for keeps, keep playing. I slam your ass on your face till your fucking teeth breaking. Pig, the jerk been retired, I'm nice, so I'm back, nigga. Smack, earth, wind, fire, and ice out that nigga. Rap niggas, I doubt if there's nigga doing it like me. Fuck out of here. Pig.
Once again, Barbarian, Sean Price with the ill, clever
fire
lines. Yeah, man. Yo, he was a, yo, he was a dope MC, man. And I'm not gonna, there's nothing else you can say about it. He was, he had this like real casual, like I'm casually fucking you up. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's nothing for me to, you know what I mean? And I saw him perform a few times, man. And I got some pictures of him performing that I put up. One of the, I had a really good picture of him actually that I used for the article on birthplacemag.com. And yeah, man, uncompromising dude, man. He just came out with, I'm really looking forward to, you know, hearing his new stuff. I was looking forward to it anyway. Like I said, this mixtape release party was already planned. I had been informed about it. We were getting ready to put up on the birthplacemag.com event calendar. And you know, to have so many tracks and so many you know, new material, it's gonna be I think it will be bittersweet, man, to hear some, you know, some new great stuff and realize that that might not be I mean, there's only limited supply coming forward. You know, we had this, I just came last week from the I was at the Pumpkinhead Memorial Tribute. And, you know, it's a shame that sometimes these guys have to pass away for people to pay attention to their music. Steve, you were telling me, you know, behind the scenes that, you know, you were informed about Sean Price's death by someone who didn't really know who he was. Just heard that some rapper named Sean Price had died, right?
Exactly. And I felt like, wow, you know, you don't know who Sean P is. And, you know, that just goes to show you that Sean P, wow, you know, we knew him as a fierce MC, you know, out in the mainstream or out in, you know, the public eye.
Yeah.
Sean Price is like, you know who?
Yeah, and you know what? I'm like I said, I'm really tempted, but I'm not. I want to stay away from the fact that, you know, Sean Price specifically was mentioned, you know, when that whole thing came up a couple years ago, you know, with the Hot 97 and the Ebro conversation where people, where B Dot from Rap Radar had said that, you know, Hot 97 doesn't really support New York rappers. And Ebro was like, oh, you want like the Flatbush Zombies and you want like Sean Price and you want like Denzel Porter on the radio. Oh, well, you know what? They're minor leagues. This is major leagues. This is the NFL, Hot 97. I want to go into all that because I want to remind people that the reason why people don't know necessarily who he is because some of our, you know, mainstream media gatekeepers decided that he wasn't worthy artist. Mentioned him by name, I would just, if he was lumping them together and, you know, if you were, oh, you like boom bap rappers, I, you know, maybe, but mentioned him specifically. And if you see the outpouring of love and respect, if you see the response to his passing, if you listen to his music, as listen, admittedly, no, and I've listened to his music from time to time, no question, especially when it came out. And like I said, I start my DJ sessions sometimes. I run the Pace One joint, and then I run the Sean P joint, and then I let people know where my head is at, and I keep going. Like, I'm hip-hop, let's go, you know? So I'm still, but I listen to his stuff the last 24 hours a lot more than I had in the past, you know, 24 days. But that being said, I knew who he was. The reason why people don't know who he was is because radio isn't trying to see that. And it's now when people leave us, when artists leave, like, that's it. We don't get any more from that artist. You know, the Pumpkinhead Memorial was amazing because you saw a lot of people come out and you saw a lot of people performing, a lot of independent underground. Gene Gray, of course, performed. Pharoah Monch performed. Smith & Wesson. You know, Pumpkinhead was loved and beloved. And his presence wasn't as powerful as it should have been before he died, and much amplified after he died by all the media that wanted to jump on that story. So, again, I don't want to attack anybody, but if you're a representative of those media outlets that said that he was too minor league to be on your airwaves, keep your condolences, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, like, I mean, where does he come off even, you know, making statements like that? And I remember when he said that.
Yeah, but, well, he had to justify. He had to justify why we play this and why we play that. And if you're not buzzing, if you're not buzzing in the streets, if you're not making a buzz, we can't put you on the air. And at the time, if you listen to the episode, I said, well, Trinidad James wasn't buzzing. He came out of nowhere. But he had a $2 million deal, so y'all put him on the radio. So, again, the hypocrisy back then was what it was. But when you mentioned Sean Price specifically, damn it, I said I wasn't going to get into this. When you mentioned Sean Price specifically as somebody who's not worthy of being on the airwaves, oh, that's why we put him on your little show, Peter, Ebro said. We put him on your little show real late at night. And Sean Price made a joke about it. It was like, you play me on real late, I'm too old to be staying up real late, or, you know, something like that, some line like that. Like, as if to say, I'm relegating you to that land. That's where you belong. You don't belong on prime time. You know what I mean? And if you're any part of that machine, specifically who mentioned him by name, but wouldn't play the music, but now you're giving condolences?
Yeah, we're going to hear tributes on the radio. I mean,
Come on, man. Nah, man. No, because we're over here dying for, like, the chance to have that kind of voice, because look at how many people come out when they're gone. Look at how many people listen to us when we have no budget. We have no team, but they're listening to us because we're like, yes, this is what we want to listen to. Thank you for telling us about this event. Thank you for telling us about this artist. Thank you for telling, I've had people that said, yo, I gave up on new music 100% because all I thought was what was on the radio. But y'all tell us about artists that are new, but are doing stuff that's different than what Top 40 is about. So thank you for reintroducing me to new music. So, you know, I just think it emphasizes so much how important it is for us to do what we do, others like us to do what they do. But most importantly, y'all, man, whoever's listening to this, man, you know, I saw someone on Facebook. I wish I knew who it was in passing. And he said basically this, he goes, it's a shame that all these mainstream media outlets will jump on a story and they never care. They never wrote about Sean Price. Yeah. Like, dog, you can look it up. It's every media outlet. It's People Magazine, which is great. And we talked about this with Pumpkinhead, cause he broke through also Rolling Stone, Billboard, you know, E Entertainment Tonight, like E Online, you know, all these outlets, they weren't writing about them before. They don't value or respect hip hop music, much less the culture behind it. So really, it's got to be y'all, man. It's got to be the people who are listening to this to say, listen, you got to get behind us, man. You got to get behind organizations like us and Bonfire and all these other, you know, there's not that many of us, because there's the people that do things. And I love everyone who follows their passions. But there's some that you got to get behind, man, so that we can keep telling the stories before it's too late, man. That's all I'm trying to say. We try to tell our stories before it's too late, not only when it's too late, because that's what they're doing.
I remember, you know, in the 90s, I was on the, I really didn't listen to Big L because I didn't know too much about him. I mean, he was on he wasn't on an indie label, I don't think, but he wasn't like really bubbling in the mainstream. And at the time, I was listening probably more mainstream than indie. And I appreciated Big L, unfortunately, after he passed.
Right.
But, you know, I became a fan, and I think to this day, Big L was one of the best to ever take the mic. But, you know, Sean Price, I know Sean Price through Helter Skelter. And there was a time between, you know, Helter Skelter, maybe last album, and where Sean Price, you know, went
you know, underground where, you know, I didn't know where he was. You know, I didn't know where I'm a Helter Skelter, but I was like, you know,
It's funny because he had a group with Black Milk on production and he had Guilty Simpson called Random Acts, and they were making music.
Yeah.
And I mean, you wouldn't have known you wouldn't have known if you read the source, you know what I mean, or you read anything magazine, or you listened to Hot 97, you wouldn't really know, you know. And it's like, again, why don't we give some attention to our young artists, not just the old veterans? I don't say old, but you know what I mean, you know. But mentioning that same breath when Ebro said these things, like, oh, what you want? You want Flatbush Zombies? Well, yeah, Flatbush Zombies brings a hell of a crowd these days. Like, they were out there making a lot of noise. I'm not sure why you would, you know, not let them be at some kind of level. Listen, I get the radio game. We've said this, we've talked about this ad nauseum, but we say, I get the radio game. I know that's not going to work on the radio, but don't say you support and then say, you know, we support them by shoving them on your radio show at 11 o'clock on a Sunday night. That's not support. You don't support. You just appease. Well, you know what I mean?
It used to be about variety a long time ago. I think, you know, DJs, you know, disc jockeys at radio stations had, you know, sometimes if they heard something, you know, they could play it on a whim because, you know, they liked it and said, you know, people need to hear this. It wasn't about tape play or behind the scenes maneuvering to get your record on top of the next guy's. You know, it was about playing quality music. And Helter Skelter was, you know, they were pretty successful when they released their first projects. And, you know, it just goes to show you, you know, good music will always win. And Hot 97 misses, you know, they miss on an opportunity to become the station that they once were, because they they used to be a music that station that would play the Public Enemies, play the Helter Skelters, play the Smith & Wessons.
Right.
Along with all the mainstream stuff, but it was a nice, you know, organic mix, and it came together so beautifully. And they're missing that. And the organization is too narrow-minded to see.
Right. Well, like, I mean, look, like, luckily there are organizations like ours, there's alternatives, but at the end of the day, and, you know, until we have the power that we need, or until we have the resources that we have to really expand, you know, it's a shame, because you really, I mean, you see it at these times when artists are gone, you know, leave, then they're gone, you know, because things might have been different. I'm not saying, you know, but things might have been different in their career paths had they received the same kind of attention, you know, while they were here. So, and there's a lot of people like them. There's a lot of Sean Prices. He's one of a kind, no doubt. But you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of pumpkin heads, you know, and I'm trying to get the time to make sure that we cover them and speak to them and get their stories documented, because they do really great things. And there's a lot of people out here that need to hear their stories as well. Please do keep us in mind, however, if you'd like to find out more about great artists, especially in the New York area, because that's kind of our forte. This is the New York Hip Hop Report. Right now, we're just kind of mumbling and rambling a little bit about the situation at hand and media in general. But we do offer alternatives. You know, we don't just bitch about it on Facebook. We do offer alternatives, and we need y'all to support us. So once again, nyhiphopreport.com is a great mailing list. You can join there, which will give you anything that I'm involved in, which includes the Manny Faces show this Thursday, 8:30 p.m. My guests will include a really cool music group coming out of, I guess, Queens. And they're called Hollis Brown. And they are co-signed. They do some different types of music, but they're co-signed by folks like DMC from Run DMC. So we're going to hear about a little bit from them. And of course, my really fascinating talk with David McIntyre. He's a fashion photographer. He's taking pictures of Bjork. He's taking pictures of U2. He's from Scotland. He went to London. He went to United States. He's been a very successful, you know, pictures in Vogue, pictures in Cosmopolitan. And he has a great story about a long, long lost, 20-something years, thought to be lost and gone forever, photographs of Biggie Smalls taken just weeks before his debut release. And they have now been found. They have not been seen by many people. I'll tell you this, though, Steve. I saw them. And I saw the contact sheets. And I talk about them. I describe them in the interview. And they're really fascinating. And one in particular is really, I think, an iconic photograph. So you'll hear us talking about it, which doesn't do it justice, but you'll hear us talk about it as well as the Kickstarter campaign that David is running to try and open a grand exhibition that is worthy of this iconic figure in music history. Check that out. The Manny Faces Show this Thursday, 8:30 p.m. on bonfireradio.com. Tell Siri, put in a little reminder, or Cortana, whoever on Window 10, whatever the Window 10 chick is named. Make sure you do that and tune in. If you miss it, themannyfacesshow.com has all the shows archived, including a lot of hip-hop heads like Mr. Green, who called in tonight. Thanks to Mr. Green, the producer and TV host of Live from the Streets. Thanks to James Nishi from Duck Down Music, who called in and told us all the updated information about Sean Price. It's great to have a good contact, a good friend at Duck Down. We really do respect that organization and send our condolences once again to Duck Down and Bernadette and Sean Price's children, the family and friends and fans.
Hey, man, you know, I think lost footage is so exciting.
Yeah.
You know, when lost photos get found like that, or lost video footage, when someone, you know, finds some old tapes or pictures.
Right.
It's fascinating to me because, especially, you know, those pictures of Biggie, you know, even you getting to see them, I mean, that's so fascinating. And
it was really cool, man. And he tells a great story. And you know what? It's funny because, you know, it's ironic. I interviewed him last week and before Sean Price situation happened. And of course, we're talking about, you know, artists who then go on and die. And then we had Mr. Green come on tonight, who talked about sitting and having a conversation, doing a session with Sean Price just before he passed away. And although David McIntyre's experience was, you know, 20 years removed, you know, or some years removed, let me just say, from the time that he took the photos of Biggie and the time that Biggie died. I mean, it's a really, really eerie, and I think about it now, like an eerie parallel. McIntyre wasn't that familiar with Biggie, didn't really necessarily have great conversations with him, but what was amazing was it was just him and Biggie like walking down a street in Brooklyn looking for like a good location, you know, and he got to spend an hour and a half with them, and he talks about that, and he talks about how much he wishes it. I wish I had a clip. I couldn't prepare a clip in time, but he talks about how he wishes that he says Biggie seemed intimidating. But as he finds out now, talking to so many people who knew him, and, you know, people in hip hop, Biggie, you could kind of tell, had like a dry sense of humor, you know, like a sarcastic sense of humor. And a lot of people would say that he's a funny guy. But to this guy who didn't know him, it seemed like he was just being, you know, very, you know, short, very brief with him. And when he looks back on it now, he goes, you know, he might have been not making a joke, but being sarcastic. But I took it as, okay, you know, mind your business and take the pictures. He says, I wish I had had the chance to speak to him more, you know, and really, you know, kind of get to know him a little bit more. And I, you know, and I did, but not as much as I would have liked to. And I just think that ties in with all of this, man. Like, we have to take the opportunities to document. You never know who's going to blow up, right? You never know who's going to go on and be famous. But even someone who's not like famous by, you know, Hollywood standards or music business superstardom, like, I'm sure, you know, Chris Brown has a great story. Like, if you sat down with him, you really got to know him or whatever. I'm sure, you know, I'm sure his story is amazing. Like, he's probably had an amazing, Chris Brown, he's been doing this since he was a kid. He's, you know, I'm sure he has an amazing story. But, you know, Tony, the singer who sings, you know, for backup for some jazz group in, you know, I mean, in New York City, has an amazing story too. And I want to have more of that, you know. I want to have more Mr. Green talking to Sean Price, because Sean Price is an incredible dude. He's, you know, I got a list, dude. I got a list of people I want to sit down and talk with at length. I've talked to some. I've been blessed. I'm like I said, the Joe Conzos of the world, the Lisa Russells of the world, the, you know, this guy, Dave McIntyre, great story. You know, Natasha Diggs, these are fascinating people to me, and I've been blessed to sit down with them and talk to them, you know, but there's some bigger ones, there's some bigger names, you know, people that have had a little bit more of a storied career or whatever, but aren't superstars. It's easy to get a superstar and sit them down and be like, tell me about that time that you were in Paris with, you know, Halle Berry. Fascinating. You know, you're going to get a great story. You're going to be like, oh my God, it's like that untouchable superstardom. Or even in hip hop world, what Combat Jack does is great, is amazing. He's a great conversationalist. He knows so many people. He brings them in and he has a nice, you know, demeanor, and he's talking to superstars and they're telling you their superstar life. You know, it's great. But a Mr. Green with a Sean Price, you know, a Manny Faces with the David McIntyre, you know, or a J57, people who are on their way to stardom, people who are in the right place at the right time. You know, that's what I'm trying to do. I want more of those, because to me, that's more, you know, I think it's rarer. And I think it's like you said, it becomes that lost footage when, you know, you're really delving into a story that nobody else knows the ins and outs of. You know what I mean? That's fascinating to me.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm going to keep trying to do it. And Steve, thank you for helping me on this aspect of that journey on the New York Hip Hop Report. We'll be back in 2 weeks. We'll be back on the 23rd. Don't forget the 22nd, the day before Saturday, is the Fox and King presents the Farewell to Summer show, Mr. Magoo's Pub, as I mentioned. We want you to go check that show out. Some talent for sure. And of course, it's a fundraising event for Fighting for Futures. So, you know, I do really want to make sure that folks who listen to us do what I try to do, and really is kind of give a little to some of these programs, you know, when you get a chance. I think that I think it's valuable and I, you know, philanthropic kind of way. I will say this, however, if you are a supporter of hip hop, music and culture, the positives that it can bring into your life, the educational aspects, the cultural appreciation. Natalie Crew is in the chat room. Shouts to Natalie Crew. Natalie Crew does a lot of great work with Culture Fix, and check that out. Just search hashtag Culture Fix. She knows how much hip hop can be used as a motivating force, as an educating force, as a artistic force, as a activist force. And all of these things are very important. I would really love anyone who's listening this long into the show, man. That means you ride for me, and I appreciate you. I have something in the works that I think folks who like those kind of things will be very interested in. So please, if you're not already on my mailing list, swing over to any one of my sites, but go to mannyfaces.com. In the menu, there's a subscribe. And please just give me your email information. You'll want to know about this. It is a chance for you to possibly help out some of these efforts, maybe with a couple dollars, maybe with just spreading the word. But it's taken this advocacy for hip hop that I do to another level, and I can't do it by myself. So please, if you're listening, once again, I'm teasing it. I'm being cryptic, but trust me, if you haven't already and you're interested in what we're doing and you liked what we did tonight, or you like what I do on any of these shows or websites or whatever, mailing list, mannyfaces.com, subscribe. I don't beat you guys up with emails. People tell you, I barely give you, I'm supposed to give you one a week, and sometimes I don't do that. I'm too busy. So trust me, it's not like a bombardment, and I'm not going to, and I will not forget to BCC your name. Okay. Like, like one third of the artist submissions I get. Once again, my name is Manny Faces, founder and editor in chief of Birthplace Magazine, birthplacemag.com. The number one website for New York area hip hop. The world famous New York area hip hop events calendar lives there. Swing by there when you get a chance. Shout us out on Twitter at Birthplace Mag. Again, on Twitter, I'm at Manny Faces. My co-host with the most, Steve Ortiz, is at Grover Box. Grover Box. Speaking of Grover, so the Sesame Street, the Muppets are coming back to prime time. You know this, Steve?
Yeah, I saw that. I'm very excited about that, actually.
The Muppets have a show coming back, totally an aside, but your name is Grover Box. I don't think I ever got to the bottom of that. I don't know if I want to get to the bottom of that. That's that seems We're just going to let that be like the mystery that lingers. Shouts to the Muppets. Shouts to Natalie Crew on the check-in. Shouts to our guests, man. I hope y'all love what we do. NYHipHopReport.com for all of our past shows. They're really, a lot of them are just as good reheated as they are fresh. So check them out. And like I said, at NYHipHopReport on Twitter, on all of these, Facebook.com/NYHipHopReport, Birthplace Mag, or Manny Faces. And I will be back here in 2 weeks, man. Yeah, man. Rest in peace, Sean Price. Rest in peace, Pumpkinhead.
And support your artists while they're here, man. That's amazing.
Support these artists while they're here. Amen. We, you know, these guys wouldn't need fundraising, you know, if you put money in their pockets when they're here, if you're buying their stuff. I don't mean you. I guess you guys are probably okay. But yeah, man. You know, yeah, it sucks. Sucky weekend for hip hop, but, you know, good time for hip hop overall. So we'll be back. Thanks for tuning in. New York Hip Hop Report, man. We love y'all. We'll check y'all out in 2 weeks. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah. For sure. We need more people like you just spreading the word about these artists. Because, you know,
indeed.
We need more people like y'all rocking on the radio and letting everybody know, especially shout out to the people listening in New Zealand. That blew me away. I was like, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Listen, this is my first time checking out the show. I'm glad to see somebody talking about hip hop in this format. I'm used to hearing sports talk radio, so this is a dream come true right here.
Also, real quick, I would add that this is the first talk show that's, you know, that prescribes to our condition. I mean, I listen to talk radio all the time. First time I've ever heard an eloquent talk show host like you and your co-host who actually has the skill of dictation.
Manny Faces.
You sick for this one. This one.
I want my New York. Got the world following the New York script. Hustle with Timbs and hoodies on my New York flip. Rubber band sack money with my New York click. Yeah, I'm on my New York. I rep the Giants, Jets, New York Knicks. Tailor-made clothing with my New York stitch. My chick banging, don't you see my New York? Yeah, I'm on my New York. I don't want the Dougie, I just want money. Study under the understudy, the 120. Young dummies, can't spar. No life, my flow tight, like your pants on. You don't got a chance, pa. Hands on community. Malachi York, freaking see your fucker eulogy. Rock jewelry. What jewelry? I took this from another rapper, slapped him with the Julie G. Cornball rappers, I see him on BET, relieved of the jewelry, interview beef DVD. PT&T, the flow dynamite. Niggas so-so, bozos ain't rhyming right. I hit the line of white, I smoke a double green. Niggas call it purple, what the fuck you mean? Fuck a fist fight, I'm gunning you rappers. I don't give a fuck about none of y'all rap. The fifth straight shit. The piff stay lit. My bitch stay dip with the Richard Bay tits. Niggas say shit. They say it ain't shit. Shut the fuck up. Nigga, I'm nothing to play with. I bust heaters at your whole damn click. Blow. Sean Price, the leader of boot camp. Click now. Admire the admiral animal rap. Smack the shit out of a nigga and hand him his hat. Banging on wax. Niggas don't bang in the street. Banging online. Niggas don't bang in the street. Playing for keeps. Keep playing. I slam your ass on your face till your fucking teeth breaking. Pig. The jerk been retired. I'm nice. So I'm back, nigga. Smack. Earth, wind, fire, and ice out that nigga. Rap niggas. I doubt if there's nigga doing it like me. Fuck out of here.